Spokesman for the beleaguered Gamanche, Takita Yuani Abe, says the installation of a new Gamanche has no merit in custom and is therefore null and void. Ni Abe said ni Takita Yua will go to court to seek redress. He again spoke to Bubu Klinugu.
Well, I think whatever happened yesterday at the Gamanche's Palace has no traditional value. It's null and void. The entire process is bedeviled on customary practices. Therefore, we as the legitimate occupants of the stool and uphold the rule of law. So we will be heading for the law courts that if there are people who think they can take the law into their own hands, then I think the law will actually come to play in this issue.
Which people are the legitimate
makers? We are the legitimate occupants of this tool. I believe sincerely if you were asked a week ago that who is the Gamanche, you say it's Kintakita Yuani III. He is there, is not being disturbed. Seat is not vacant. And therefore, Section 40 of our Tenancy Act suggests that if you want to install a king or a chief, make sure the seat is vacant. The seat is not vacant. If the seat is not vacant, you have to take steps to disturb whoever is on the stool. You don't disturb chiefs like we did in the ancient times, where you remove the sandals and then, you know, you are through with that. Now you have to prefer charges for the judicial committee of the Freedom House of Peace or, for that matter, the traditional councils. And then, if your pleadings are upheld, that is when you have bestowed a chief. In the present and substantive case before us, nothing of that nature has been done. Therefore, whatever has been done has no merit.
Listening to what they said at the press conference yesterday, the basic man saying that Ni Takita Yua was never installed following the right traditions and customs, and for that matter, he could not be regarded as a king.
Yes, so therefore, why did they go to court then? Because at least three people who are among the parties who are perpetrating this rather rowdy behavior on the Ghana people are plaintiffs in different suits at the Regional House of Chiefs at Dodoa. And on the 18th of July 2008, there was a ruling that suggested or said in plain words that we, the Judicial Committee, cannot restrain King Tiger from holding himself out as chief. And we can also not restrain him from carrying out functions that goes with his office as Gamanche. Therefore, if this ruling is there, you are not appealed against this ruling. Why do you then go out, you know, and do the wrong thing? Thursday and Friday, we are supposed to go back to the Regional House of Chiefs at Dodoa. So whatever has been done now, it's rather unfortunate that it shows that we are not prepared to live as a people, very peaceful, another. When we have differences in opinion, I think the right place to go is the law.
Where is Kintakita at the moment?
It's in his private residence.
Is it safe?
It's safe for now. I don't think there should be any violent activity. Why it shouldn't be safe? You know, it's a citizen and is under the law to be protected by the statutes of our country. So I don't think it shouldn't be safe under these circumstances.
You heard spokesman for rival Gamanche Ni Takita Yuani Abe talking to Bubu Klinogo on recent developments in Gamanche. Nibi Ayibonte speaks for Gakin Makers. He now joins us on the line to react to comments by the spokesman for Ni Takita Yua.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Ni Takita Yua come see the installation of Ni Adamalache as illegitimate. How do you respond to this?
Well, I don't know in what capacity he's speaking. The only person who could pronounce on the nullity or otherwise of the installation of any chief is the Regional House of Chiefs or a court of law. I don't know when the Takita Yua faction constitute themselves into a court of law. I don't think that they have any locus in that matter at all to pronounce that what has been done was illegal. If they think that any right of theirs has been infringed upon, Chapter 5 of the National Constitution, which is the supreme law of this country, confers on them the right to go to a court to seek a declaration to that effect.
He says you didn't go through due process before installing Ni Adamalache.
Oh, please, what is due process as in respect of the installation of a Gamanche? The process is that there is a Gajaseche who is the principal kingmaker. Now, when the house who sent a test to nominate a candidate, nominate their candidate, the Jase as a group will meet. Now, the Jase will then present will present the candidate who has duly been nominated and accepted by the Jassy to the Abu Lamanche. The Abu Lamanche will then inform the Gbese Manche. But note that in the absence of the Abu Lamanche, the Abu Asafache performs that role. He is then presented to the Gbese Manche. The Gbese Manche informs the Asene Manche, and together the two chiefs will then present the candidate to the Sakumo Wulomo, who is entrusted with power to perform all rites in respect of the installation of a Manche. Now the question is, was Ni Taki Adama Lache II taking through all these processes? And true, that was what was done. So you could see all the major parties there. The Nai Ulomo was there, the Sakon Ulomo was there, the Gbese Manche was there, the Ajita Sile Manche was there. The candidate was presented by the Ganja Seche to the Abula Asafuache. So, with all this, would anybody say that the man was not taking through the right processes?
Yes.
He went through all the processes. So I don't see where my brother is coming from.
Yes, but maybe a backlash is from Ni Takita Yua and his supporters cannot be ruled out. How do the kingmakers intend to respond to this without undermining the security of Gas State and, for that matter, the capital?
Oh, well, you see, to answer your question, let me just recall some few comments made by Ni Buhari on some other network, that they have called the police and the police were not coming. Curiously, one needs to ask, why is the police not responding now? Because before then, the police was at the beck and call of the Sagittarius faction. You know, today, I can tell you that Ni Taki Adama Lache II can just walk on the principalities of Accra without a single police protection. Mambi fio manche, man efe mambi, Mambi ame wo ame manche. Mambi eke wo manche ne. You cannot impose yourself on the people. If the people have not accepted you as their chief, you are purely not their chief. Pure and simple. Mambi fio manche. Man efe mambi.
Yes, and finally, Nibi, the case before King Takita Yua has been pending before the Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs. Many wonder why the kingmakers failed to wait for the issue to be resolved before you went ahead to install Ni Adama Lache.
My sister, thank you very much. You see, matters of chieftaincy put trust for so long at the Regional House of Chiefs. And I'll give you one typical example when my late father died in 1978. Then in 1981, a chieftaincy dispute arose as to who occupies the Gbese stool. This matter protracted for close to 23 years. 23 years. By the time this matter ended on the 17th of February 2003, the Gbese stool lands have been sold by the people who were then in charge. Now, at the time we took over, even the Royal Mausoleum, where the Gbese chiefs are buried, was even sold out. So if we do not really assist the Regional House of Chiefs to expedite matters, by the time you even get your victory, matters would have gotten to a place where you really have nothing to superintend over. Now the point is this: if we want to wait, matters will get to a head, because from experience, the business tool, now we have to go around and find out who sold this, who did that. But under the Chieftaincy Act, the Minister of Chieftaincy and Culture under Section 29 is supposed to take inventory of stool property whenever there is a dispute. It's not been done.
Yes.
So we are saying that rather the Regional House of Chiefs must be resourced. Lawyers must be sent to the place to assist them to fast track issues, because of the delay in there, people know that as soon as I take over the stool, whether with macho men or with whatever assistance I get, I will be there as long as the matter protracts. And if you are 70 years and the matter protracts for like 25 years, who knows? But then you would have been caught to the other side of the world.
Yes.
And people are taking advantage of the undue delay at the Regional House of Chiefs Tribunal, and then be taking advantage of this loophole, and then be in power.
Nibi Ayibonte, thank you for talking to Radio Ghana.